on this positive note from Kartik Mant, we'll read something, we'll try to make it positive from the Bhagavad Gita. So we read from chapter 14, the three modes of material nature. How is this related with Kartik Mant? We'll try to make a connection. And we read text number 1. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Parambuya Pravakshami. Gyananam Gyanam Uttamam. Yajgyatva Munaya Sarve. Param Siddhim Ito Gata. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Param, transcendental, Buya, again, Prayakshami, I shall speak, Gyananam, of all knowledge. Okay. Gyanam, knowledge. Uttamam, the supreme. Yat, which. Gyatva, knowing. Munaya, the sages. Sarve, all. Param, transcendental. Siddhim, perfection. Ita, from this world. Gata, attained. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Personality of God had said, again I shall declare to you this supreme wisdom, the best of all knowledge, knowing which all the sages have attained the supreme perfection. Purport. From the 7th to the end of the 12th chapter, Shri Krishna in detail reveals the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead. Now, the Lord Himself is further enlightening Arjuna. If one understands this chapter through the process of philosophical speculation, you will come to an understanding of devotional service. In the 13th chapter, it was clearly explained that by humbly developing knowledge, one may possibly be freed from material entanglement. It has also been explained that it is due to association with the modes of nature that the living entity is entangled in the material, in this material world. Now, in this chapter, the Supreme Personality explains what those modes of nature are, how they act, how they bind, and how they give liberation. The knowledge explained in this chapter is proclaimed by the Supreme Lord to be superior to the knowledge given so far in other chapters. That's far out. By understanding this knowledge, various great sages attained perfection and transferred through the spiritual world. The Lord now explains the same knowledge in a better way. This knowledge is far, far superior to all other processes of knowledge thus far explained, and knowing this, many attain perfection. Thus it is expected that one who understands this 14th chapter will attain perfection. So Bhagavad Gita, this is interesting points. Srila Prabhupada makes here. Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters. And from these 18 chapters, you can split it in three sections of six chapters. And from this, it's like a sandwich. Like we say that the most confidential part is chapter 7 to 12. That's where you find the most confidential things about devotional service. And from these chapters, from these chapters 7 to 12, you'll find that chapter 9 is the most important, the most confidential knowledge. So that's what we usually know. And here you have really interesting statement Srila Prabhupada makes. He says, the knowledge explained in this chapter is proclaimed by the Supreme Lord to be superior to the knowledge given so far in the other chapters. Like, come on, what's going on here? It might be somehow controversial. Let's put it like this. How come this? Because in chapters from 7 to 12, Krishna is speaking about himself, about the absolute truth, about devotional service. And here, in chapter 14, he's giving information about the modes of material nature. So how is this more important? And I was meditating on this, and sometimes I was also meditating on similar topics, and I'll try to give an explanation of I don't know if it's the right one, but I'll try to give you an explanation of this statement. Usually we are inclined to hear Lila. We like to hear stories about Krishna. Usually this, for example, this Damodar Lila, this is in Srimad Bhagavatam in Canto 10. And as many people can guess, the Canto 10 is after Canto 9. And Canto 9 is after Canto 8 and so on. So there is a logical progression. And the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is focusing on two things. One is trying to detach us from the material world, and the other is to inspire us to connect with Krishna. So you have stories about Krishna in his different incarnations, like you have this Damodar Lila, which are meant to inspire us to think, oh, Krishna is a nice person. No? That's the whole point of these lilas, that it's meant to show us that, look, Krishna has very nice relationships with his devotees. There's nice loving exchanges. So we feel inspired. Yes, maybe I want to have to be a devotee also. Looks nice, you know. He looks like a nice person. You can go with this in positive way or in negative way. In negative way, sometimes people say that I don't want to have anything to do with a person who treats me nicely but treats the waiter badly. Because you know eventually he will treat you badly also. You know, because now you're his friend and then at some point. So that's one indicator people use, like sometimes when they come to our temples, people look, how do you treat devotees, other devotees, because they think, okay, new people, usually you're like, yes, hi, now nice to see you. Everywhere people are like this, you know, like, hi, you come first time, you're like, oh, welcome, everyone likes you. But then normally people look, how do they treat older people, what's the relationships? So that's the same idea. Krishna also there's this amount of stories about Krishna and relationships with his devotees that you'll feel inspired. Oh, he has nice exchanges with these devotees, nice exchanges with these devotees. So I want to be a devotee also. Yeah, he will treat me nicely also. Nice. Sounds nice. So that's one part, and the other part, which is also we have to hear, is about how we are bound in the material world. And from some perspective, this can be just as important or maybe more important. Because we are bound in this material world, and there is this story about this person who is holding a tree, and he's screaming, let me go, let me go. and then someone more philosophical is going by and he says, but you are holding the tree. The tree is not holding on to you. Just have to let go. Like, you and your crazy philosophy. let me go. So that's a bit our perspective. And it's really because if you're attached to this material world, you won't take Krishna seriously. That's really like that. I talk to, because I go daily and try to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, and I talk to a lot of people, and I have I have people that I meet a few times, because you go same place, you know, like, and there's this person I met, young guy, he's from Macedonia or something like this, and he's young and he's in a bad situation now, but he's gonna make it somehow. He's gonna fix it somehow. And then you tell him, you know, you can't fix it. No, I will fix it. No worries, I will make it work. And then I'm like, you cannot make change the world, you know, it's meant to be bad. No. I will. Maybe not the whole world, but at least one bubble around me. I will make it perfect, you know, like everything will be perfect. And then the next day you meet him and he's down. He's like, what happened? You know, but in this company where I work and I'm doing this internship, they came and told us that we have to be more productive and have to earn more money for the company and this thing and that thing. Like, yes, because the material world is bad. No, I'm going to find a place in this material world and fix it. So you can guess how many books does this person take? None, of course, because for him, he's going to fix the world, so he doesn't need a solution, you know, like he's going to make it somehow. Anyway, and then you meet on the other side these people, like I met this young boy today, very bright, you know, very very intelligent, and I was telling him, you know, like this material world, in any way you try to make it, fix it, there's always something wrong. And he was looking at me like, yeah, I know, that's how it goes. He had this very nice realization, you know. Very few people have this realization that this material world, you can't fix it. It's not meant to be fixed. And so he took a few books. He was like a stack of books. And I told him, you have to read these books. Yeah, no problem, because this is little read. This is small read for me, you know, like I read a lot. And looked very intelligent. So that's one of the things which are very important to understand that this material world is a bad place eventually, and we're not gonna find happiness in this material world. So if we think we're gonna find happiness in this material world, then we don't have any place for Krishna, you know. A little, of course, yes. Yes. I mean, maybe not, but in my little bubble, you know, like. Come on. There's many people who really think that they are gonna change the world and they are gonna control everything, you know, like everything is gonna be fine. You meet all the time. And then there's a classical example is you have this Muhammad Ali, this famous boxer. And there's these videos with him at the peak of his career. And he's defeating someone and he's like, I am the greatest, you know. And then what happened to Muhammad Ali, you know? He had Parkinson. So they had him on some Olympics carrying the torch, and he was like, you know, like this famous huge fighter, Muhammad Ali.
he's like carrying the torch, and he's like, you know, and then he says, because he's quite intelligent, and he understood, you know, like what's the problem. He understood that, and he said he was, I think he was also in contact with some devotees or some, yeah. Anyway, he was Muslim, so he was quite smart, and he understood that, look, actually, I'm not the greatest, and God gave me Parkinson to show me that I'm not the greatest, He is the greatest. So he understood, look, okay, I cannot, I'm not the greatest, Krishna, God is the greatest, Allah, whatever, you know, like. So that's one very important realization we need to have in spiritual life. That this material world is a bad place, that you cannot find, no matter how much you're trying to arrange things, you're not gonna make it, you know, you're not gonna make it. And then you have to depend on Krishna. Because Krishna can arrange things. He can do it, like, and there's this story of Draupadi, when they tried to disrobe it, which is quite consequential, because when they tried to disrobe it, Draupadi always tried, in the beginning she tried to find some solutions. You know, like she was screaming, oh Bhishma, you have to help. Oh Arjuna, Bhima, you have to help. And she was chanting Hare Krishna, you know, she was chanting somehow. She was saying, oh Krishna, please help me. And then she would say, oh Bhishma, Bhishma, you will help me. So she always had a plan B. Like, she always, because she wasn't convinced, it's just an example, you know, just to instruct us. She wasn't convinced that there's no solution, there's no material solution, and she has to depend on Krishna. And also she's with one hand on her sari and fighting by her own strength. And then eventually she realizes, look, I have no material solution. Nothing will work. There's nothing which will work. And then she puts her hands in the air and she's like, Krishna, Krishna, please help me. And then Krishna does something. Because that's the mood Krishna is looking for. He's looking for total devotion, total, and not looking for not having a plan B. I depend on Krishna. Like you have, and Krishna is many times testing. Many times Krishna is trying to put devotees in somehow difficult situations. That we learn exactly this point, you know, that you depend on Krishna. Like I'm learning these things in Sankirtan. Today I went because sometimes you have this material consideration. Oh, I go to this place. This is a good place. This is only nice people, young people. I've been there before. It's good. It's gonna. And you go there, and it's bad. Like I went today to, it's a good place, holy food. There's lots of students, they are coming, and today nobody stopped. I mean, really, nobody stopped. Like they were just like, did all my tricks, everything that I knew. There was like nothing happened. Then I said, okay, I have to depend on Krishna. What to do? So then I started praying, and then of course I also understood somehow that maybe I can change to other place. And I went to some other places, some university, some, and it was good. I mean, I met like really nice, interested people. So Krishna is, and this happened to me many times, you know, like that Krishna is pushing until you surrender, you know, like. He's putting you in a difficult situation until you're like in a prayerful mood. And when you're in a prayerful mood, then you're like, when you're really like, Krishna, 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 I really need you. I'm really, you come on, come on. Then he does something. Then he does something. So many times I've been in this situation. And this is also same in Damodar Lila. Sometimes we put this story on fast forward. We have Mother Yashoda running after Krishna and she catches him. You know? No? We put it on fast forward. But actually, I don't really remember all the details, but I remember. Actually, she's running after Krishna for some time. She's sweating. There's quite some sweat. The hair is becoming disturbed. At some point, even the flowers are falling from her hair. Yeah, many things. And just at the moment when Krishna says, okay. She's serious. she's really serious. She wants to catch me. Okay. And then, of course, because Krishna cannot be caught, you know. But Krishna, if he sees that we're serious, he will allow us to catch him. But he will test us first, you know. Like first he'll test it in the purport to four. This famous text about spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada says, one has to pass the test of the spiritual master. So we have to show that we're serious. We have to show that we're serious. And then Krishna will say, okay. Yes, like, just to read this part, which is, he says, one must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. Spiritual master is just a representative of Krishna. So they want to see, okay, is he serious? Is he really serious? So this Mother Yashoda is really running, you know, like, and then she catches him and she tries to tie him. And that's also a big lila, you know, like you have, also this part we put it on fast forward and we say, yeah, she tries five ropes and then eventually Krishna says, okay, you can tie me. But no, it's not like that. Actually, I think it took the whole day, this trying to tie Krishna. I don't remember exactly the details, but it took a long time because she took this thing, and then she took all the ropes in her home. And that wasn't enough. And then she took all the rope in, she went in Sankirtan in the village, and she got all the rope in the whole village. So it was quite an endeavor, like... It was not 5 minutes, you know, like, okay, I did something like 5 minutes, and then now Krishna is going to fall on his, yes. No, Mother Yashoda, who is such an advanced devotee, she's struggling a lot, she's showing a lot to be of effort, be serious, because effort, you know, like you have Srila Prabhupada, many people translate bhakti with love and so on. The Prabhupada is more practical, he says devotional service, because love means service, action, so doing something. Of course, this doing something is also according to everyone's propensities, you know, like Brahmanas are doing something according in some way, Kshatriyas in another way, and Vaishyas in another way, Shudras in another way, but there is some action. Like there's this joke that him and her in love, they are in love, and one of them says, you know, my dear, I will do anything for you. I will give you the moon, the stars, everything, and so on. And he goes like this, words, big words, you know. And then she says, like, okay, can you come and fix the laundry machine? It's not working. something practical. And then she said, oh, I'm sorry, my dear, I cannot today, maybe next week. Then she will think, oh, he loves me so much. No, of course. So love means service. Love means this service is the tool which you show the love, if you feel it, you know. And so that's one of the points, that we have to show Krishna that we're serious if we want to catch Krishna. And this also means consistency. This means because if we want to have Krishna today, we're like Krishna, Krishna, I really depend. I need you tomorrow. I need you 3 days after. Like, oh, maybe I need something else. Every day I need something else. Then Krishna will be there, you know, like you have someone who every day he needs something else, and you're like, okay, maybe we'll let this person decide first, and then we do something. No, Krishna will see, it's not serious, no, it's not. But if you're every day, you're like, I want Krishna, I want to come back, Krishna, I want to come back, Krishna, I want to come back. And Krishna says, we'll think, oh, maybe this devotee wants to come back. Okay, let's see. So there's this Kartik, many people have vows, which is good. But you can see sometimes. No, you can't see, but I can just guess, you know, like these vows, first day, second day, third day, 1 week, enthusiastic, 2 weeks. You know, you start not be so enthusiastic. So the whole idea is that we should execute devotional service not only in Kartik, which is like just 1 month, but throughout our whole life, to be consistent in our devotional service, and also be patient. Like it's on a universal time scale. One lifetime is nothing, you know. Like we tend to have this fast food sometime mentality, but one life is nothing. What's one life, you know, compared to millions of lifetimes where we tried everything in the material world and it didn't work. One life is nothing, you know. So that's the idea. And if we do that, then there's this verse which Lord Brahma is saying, that my dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances within his heart, words with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. So the idea is that if we continue being serious, and we show Krishna that really I'm serious about it, then at some point Krishna will say, oh, he's serious about it. Okay, welcome back. Please come back. So that's the idea. That was more or less two ideas. One is from the text that it's important to understand this positive part, but it's also important to understand the negative part, how we get bound in the material world. And from this Damodar Lila we understand the importance of doing some service to Krishna in a consistent way, and to show Krishna that we are really serious, and Krishna will test us. He will not just fall first day, he will be like, oh yes. And if we're serious, then Krishna will be happy and will be happy. Yeah, that's it. If you have comments, concerns, questions. Thank you so much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.